This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dallas Truck World has more than 700 vehicles in stock. Cars, vans, SUVs, and trucks. It's all over at DallasTruckWorld.com.
KT is getting ready to head out on a quick little vacation the next couple days. Where are you headed, Tizzle?
Pittsburgh.
Vacation?
Yeah, going on a vacation.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to see Radiohead.
God, I admire you.
You going to go see Radiohead? Let me go hit up a Pirates game tomorrow night.
Are you really?
Yeah.
All right.
Dirty Pirates.
Is Clint Hurdle still the manager?
I have no idea, man. They're playing the Mets.
Say hi to him for me.
But I got our good friend Eric Nadell to use his connections to kind of hook me up with some ticks.
God, what a baller! Yeah. I'm very envious.
He said that Josh Lewin owed him a lot of money.
Man, Lewin had the worst gambling habits. So I'm jealous. I love Radiohead. I've never been to Pittsburgh. I hear it's an awesome city, a fun city to go drink beer in.
Yeah, our own Nick Nepik is from there. He gave me some places to go check out.
Fantastic.
So, yeah, good
you
times.
Have a blast. We're going to have Ari Temkin in for you and Ben the next couple of days.
As we get ready for the hated Pirates.
But anyways, I'd like to shift. Hold on. I'd like to shift gears here for a second. And I'd like you to tell me a gym story that's going to blow my mind.
I'm just glad we have Ben connected on a Marty shot down
just
line.
Weighing in.
I am the captain now.
Ben will be back next week. Story from Massachusetts. A man, a 34-year-old man by the name of Eric Stagno. Eric goes into a Planet Fitness. Now, by the way, outside of Planet Fitness, their slogan is a judgment-free zone.
Oh, that's the Planet Fitness?
Hey, you can come work out here. No one's going to judge you.
I mean, I will silently.
Yeah.
But no one will verbalize their judgments.
He goes in to the Planet Fitness naked.
What?
Respect.
Settles in on a yoga mat and gets into a downward dog position.
It's a downward dog, sir.
He's nude and on his knees in what the story reports as a yoga-type position. You just got to use your imagination.
What is the difference in a yoga-type position and a sexually suggestive position?
Same thing.
Aren't they the same? It just depends if you're wearing clothes or not.
Mm-hmm. This guy's kind of a hairy, big beard.
Oh, no.
Was arrested, charged with indecent exposure, lewdness, and disorderly conduct. Now, the only statement that he gave the police captain there was that he thought it was a judgment-free zone.
Says it on the sign.
Pretty good. Pretty good. It didn't matter. It was a judgment-free zone.
It doesn't mean it's an anything-goes zone.
I've never really seen anyone naked in a gym. Do you guys have gym time?
Well, I don't know what that
means.
Do you guys go to the gym?
Question.
Oh, yes.
I did until I hurt myself going to the gym, so I just do like stretching at home.
That is so.
I can't tell you, man.
God, you are on 40, the back nine.
I'm 47 and I feel 64.
You are closing in.
It is brutal.
Boy, down the stretch he comes.
There's this guy.
The final countdown.
There's this guy talking trash on Twitter earlier. Somebody, the dudes at the Locked On Mavs podcast, put together a Mavs media team and said, "Hey, which team would win?" Some guy jumped on there and was like, "I can't believe I'm not on this." And I was like, "Man, I would have destroyed you in basketball 20 years ago." Because I can barely stand up straight now. You made
anymore.
A great point. Sucks getting old, dude.
So
I'm not going
to
do it.
Shippy, you go to the gym?
Yes.
Now, do you just go basic, kind of go on your own? Or do you have like, I don't have enough money for a personal trainer. Do you have, like, personal trainer guy?
Yeah, I got personal trainer guy, but I, too, don't have money anymore for personal trainer guy, so I'm about to be go-by-yourself guy.
They suck blood.
It's very expensive. My wife uses a personal trainer. He may also be a boyfriend. I'm not sure.
He gives over quite a bit, huh?
Man, he always shows up the second I pull off. Got to go to work. Oh, he's here. I didn't know he made house calls.
He's like, waiting on you?
Yeah. He's just sitting in his car looking at his watch.
You're at the stop sign to turn and leave your house, and there he
is. He's already inside.
Turning in.
But anyway, so, and it is expensive, but I used this guy too before I got hurt, and I'm about to go back to him. It's totally worth it, but I think it depends on your personality. Some people are self-starters. Some people can go to a personal trainer for a month and then just do all the things that he told him. But like, I actually, because of my bad habits, I do need him going, hey, no, you're doing it wrong. And I find at the times I've had a trainer, it's been very, very beneficial
okay.
for me.
And I think it probably would be for me. I'm not that type of guy who likes to, A, work out in front of people, but I do go to the gym. I don't like it though.
Well,
I don't like talking.
More about this.
I just put the headphones on and I don't like to talk to anyone at the gym. When I'm working out, I don't want to talk to anybody. I don't want someone telling me what to do.
Ooh, you don't want suggestions?
I don't want suggestions. I don't want to be coached.
Oh, I love suggesting.
I don't want to be coached up. It's my personality.
Hey, bro, I was noticing your posture on that squat. Let me show you a few things and maybe we can become friends.
Like, man, just go, I'm not here to. So the other day, I go to the gym, I'm doing my thing. This is two days in a row, I got hit. And it happens about once every 3 months. They come up and they, to the local gym I go to.
Who's
and
the
gym I go to. And the, like people, the people that work there will come up and try to, hey, man, come get a quick workout. Let's do the body test or whatever it is.
Well, it's free and we'll talk to you after.
And then we'll talk to you. They're selling you.
Right.
And that's another thing that I don't want to be sold something.
Yeah, I hear you. It's the whole person that's like, hey, I see that you're on vacation. Would you like to come look at our timeshare? Like, no, I can't think of any reason why I want to look at your timeshare.
I'm on this like elliptical type thing. I'm watching an HBO show on my phone. Okay. I'm watching a television show while I'm on the elliptical.
Is it Barry?
No, this was Succession. Just catching up on that. And the guy comes up like I'm not in the middle of a TV show and just starts talking to me. And I'm like, dude, it's like the equivalent of like when we're doing our show on a remote.
Yes.
And we've got our headphones on. We're talking to each other. And guy comes up and wants to talk sports. And I'm like, dude.
It's the most amazing thing to me in the entire world that someone can look at another human that has earphones on and think that they can effectively communicate with them without that person having to stop what they're doing.
It's crazy.
And in the case of, I'm actually doing my job at the moment. We're actually broadcasting. So now is a bad time for me to answer your question. Seriously,
you just want to know
I'm actually talking with headphones on and you're asking me a question. Do you not understand how ears work? Like, how long have you been alive? Seriously, your life experiences lead you to the point where you think someone talking with headphones on is going to hear what you have to say? I don't understand why people are so freaking dumb.
It's crazy. It's crazy.
It's crazy.
So here's the thing. Calm down.
I just don't get it.
So...
is it that they're so self-important?
No, they just don't. They don't. Dude, they're not aware. People aren't
aware.
Are they
that dumb?
People, this is why there are traffic accidents all the time. People are not aware of their surroundings ever. They take care of themselves. They're inherently selfish. They do not look out for other people. They don't think about what other people are doing. People are not. They're just not that aware. Now, listen.
Hey, I just walked in here and I got it. That guy in headphones wants to hear what I have to say right now. Let me go stop his life.
Now, here's the thing, though. This guy's trying to sell me on something, right? And I know I've had this talk before. I say, no, I don't want to do this.
Did you buy the essential oils?
He goes, so I paused the show and I'm visibly upset, okay? I'm visibly upset.
Can you act that out?
Because I just don't want to hear it, okay? I'm more emotional than usual because my endorphins are rushing, okay?
Are you lactating?
And he goes, well, what are you trying to work on? What are you trying to, like, I know he's starting the whole sales pitch. And I said, man, for me, I just want to come to the gym every day and not be bothered. I said, thanks. I know what you're doing. I know you have to have it to survive. I get it. I got to go to work here in a little bit. I just come in here every day. I want to do my own thing. I appreciate it. I cut him off. Okay, fine. Next day, go to the gym. I'm at the thing where you're sitting down. Your arms are out wide and you're kind of going,
the flies.
Yeah, the flies.
Boob enhancers,
flies.
Right?
Boob enhancers.
I'm doing flies and it's on the thing. So I'm coming in, trying to tighten up my my pecs.
Okay.
My moobies.
Yeah, those are for.
Guy comes up. Guy comes up and is emboldened enough. I'm listening to music too, emboldened enough. Hey man, what are you working on? And I say, he goes, you're going too fast. And I said, man, I'm just trying to get in and out. I'm not trying to.
Oh.
He goes, oh well, let me put some resistance on it. So he starts with his hands.
Oh yeah.
Putting resistance on my like the flies, and I'm doing them, and he's making it hard on me.
This is a guy that's working there.
Yes.
He's telling you that you're making it look too easy.
Okay, so he starts doing it, and he goes, man, I see a lot of potential in you, man. You could walk around all swole like Arnold. And I said, man, I don't want to walk around all swole
like Arnold.
I said,
Jackson?
That's not for me. I said, JJ. I'm just here because I want to come to the gym every day for myself to feel better. Like, not even the workout. I just feel better personally, mentally, when I go every day. Mm. I feel better about myself. I'm not trying to be all jacked up. That's not me. But he's talking to me, and he won't let me go. He's like, well, come on, man. Let's go get a quick workout. I said, I'm doing my quick workout now, and then I'm going to work. I don't have time to go do a personal workout. But I get it. A guy tried to sell me on this yesterday. I get it. I know what you're doing.
Is he wearing a Planet Fitness polo?
No, he's normal. All normal. I mean, I'm. So he's doing this. And he goes, well, you're not shocking your muscles. It's like you're not doing it right. And I said, well, I understand that. I don't care, though. I said, I don't care, though. I'm just doing this to get up, and then I'm going to move to the next activity and the next one. And after I've been here for about 30 minutes, I'm going to go home. But I'm not being a jerk. I'm being a nice guy about it.
Right.
But finally, he goes, well, let me get your number. And I said, I'm not giving you my number. He goes, no. He goes, when are you coming here? I said, well, about 10 a.m., about when G-Bag starts, about when I go to the gym.
Uh-huh. You want to hear the Ted Nugent song.
Yeah, that gets me going. Yeah. Right? And he goes, well, what are your goals? I said, my goals are to come here every single day.
Uh-huh.
He goes, well, you'll be here tomorrow at 10, then I'll shoot you a text. We'll get a workout in. And I said, man, no, I don't. I'm going to stop coming to this gym because this is 2 days in a row. You guys have tried to sell me on something.
Yes.
I said, I just want to do my own thing. It's my personality. He goes, well, come on, give me your number. I said, no, dude, I'm not giving you my number.
He's trying to hit it, dog.
Maybe.
Well, he's trying to shock those muscles for
real.
I got
so annoyed, I gave him my number.
Oh.
What?
Wow.
Dude.
Okay.
You gave this guy your number to let him shock your muscles?
Okay.
What a terrible idea.
I get a text the next morning at 7:30 a.m.
Oh, God, you deserve
it. Hey, just making sure you're good to come in for your workout at 10 a.m. today. I haven't been back to the gym since.
Oh, that was today?
This was a week ago.
Oh, my God.
I ain't going back.
He just ran you out of the gym.
Because I don't want to have an interaction with him again.
Was it a membership?
It's not. It has nothing to do. I love the quality of the gym. I pay for it. Yeah.
Are you going to get your money back?
I'm probably going to go back eventually, but I just don't want to have an interaction with him.
Dude, there's a guy
that's what's stopping me from going back.
KT, we should go get a workout in sometime.
I'll get you on my gym.
I want to show you the things that you're doing wrong at the gym.
Oh, man. It hurts.
This guy, Chase, said that he'll hook you up. At a certain place.
I'm not looking for hookups, man. I just want to go.
I just want to go
to the gym and not be bothered.
No, you need him because you're paying for a gym you can't go to anymore. You need to text this guy.
I just don't want to have the awkward interaction with the guy.
Let that guy shock
your
muscles.
For bailing on his workout.
Let this guy who texted in shock
your
muscles.
Am I in the wrong, though, for like telling them people like, hey, I don't want to be bothered?
No, you're way nicer than I am. I would have been a total jerk. I would have been like, man, I don't know why we're still having this conversation when I told you to get the F away from me. Like, do you want me to go have you fired now? Hey, I'm being harassed by your employee. Leave. I don't want you to shock my muscles.
I just want to go do it. I do a few weights. Then I get on a thing and I watch my HBO shows and I catch up.
Right. That should have been your answer.
Watch my Netflix on my phone and I just catch up.
Hey, what am I doing? I'm trying to watch this show and you're interrupting it. That's what I'm trying to do. Stop. Go away. Go away. Please, if there's anything that any of you can take out of this show... or this station, it's do not talk to people wearing headphones. just leave them alone. Seriously, leave them alone. They don't want your advice or your conversation or your engagement. They don't want it. They have headphones on so they can focus on what's happening in their ears and not focus on you and your suggestions. Quit being such a douche.
You're losing business.
Huh?
You're losing business because you're running your mouth.
Right. Go away.
You should show up naked.
Yeah.
Is it like that? Is it like that in the sauna? Well, here's a little technique. Huh, I'm playing basketball. Teach me how to shoot. No. Just
dude,
go.
You know what you should do?
If I want it, if I need the personal trainer, I'll sign up for it.
You should go into the sauna naked and watch a porn in there. All right, it's the Ben and Skin Show. It's 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, oh man, the latest on Dez. Where's he going to end up? There's rumors about it. We'll break it down next. I'd like to remind any of you that if you're suffering from financial issues that you're worried could lead to foreclosure or repossession, we have a solution for you, and that's to call 1-800-LAWYERS and Mark Rubin and Rubin & Associates. There's a lot of different ways that people get in these jams, right, to where they're stressed out over this stuff. It can be, you know, you lose your job, just consumer debt. It was too hard to manage. It happens to, heck, it happens to countries, right? It can be medical bills that snuck up on you or IRS problems. So we don't want you to have these problems dog you the rest of your life. We want you to get over the hump, start living again, start feeling good again. And that all begins when you call our buddy Mark Rubin. He'll put together a strategy to get it resolved. He's done it for thousands of people. He can do it for you. He's a great partner of the station and of the show. He's a friend of mine and Ben's. We love Mark. He can help you out. So if you're worried about this, worry no more. Just make the phone call, start the conversation, and let's get it resolved. 1-800-LAWYERS for Mark Rubin and Rubin & Associates, or check him out online at DallasTexasLegal.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.